We got a case of tractor plows.
Did you ever use one where you didn't have a machine?
Yes, ma'am, that's where I read.
Oh, great. Tell me about those.
That was called my Steel Bean Dixie and my Hammond Stock Plow.
What did they look like?
That was Dixie just whopping over to do it, breaking up my land, getting it ready to foam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got it ready to foam, then I would leave that off then and get that hammer stock. Go down this is the road.
Mm-hmm.
I come down this side of that road, throwing dirt on that cotton or cone, and I go back. I go to that end and come back before I made, before I plowed one row.
Mm-hmm.
That was one round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you ever use a harrow?
Yeah.
How many, what kinds were there?
Yes, well, it's a different kind, but it's a little G-Rick harrow, they call it. Then we had this straight Joe harrow, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe harrow. That's where I know it. With a Joe harrow and a double stock.
What'd they look like?
That Joe Harrow was made out of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that rascal had about 10 little scooter irons. And the bottom end in the ground was like a little scooter about wide as a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the top was a sharp little sub. And you had to get you ground them ground feeders, scrounding that corn and running that Joe Harrow.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, what was the Gee Whiz? Or?
It was a different little harrow. You just set it right over the cotton or the corn, and it just breaking the crust all along.
Oh, I see.
I got some of them old teachers out there now, but it's so weird. Maybe if I ever see you again, I'll have you one of them old Joe Harris teeth to your dad now.
Okay.
Is them kind to say? That's what I'm keep harping on.
Okay.
Or to shove them back there. Yes, we have to tell him, I'm gonna find it out. You don't care, but he got there, but you have to tell me.
Okay.
How long you been knowing my young cat?
About a year.
Well, you got acquainted with him at?
At Oxford College, where we went to school last year.
I should know. All right. Acquainted with a fine little
Yeah. Did you ever have something made that you could saw firewood on?
Yes, ma'am.
What was that called?
That's what we called it, a crosscut saw.
And what did it look like? Was it shaped like this?
No, it was just plain with, I got one of them old things out there, with some teeth.
Just a saw.
Yes, and a handle on each end of it about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this handle, and he get that handle, and here we go across that log. And you just say,
What did you put the log on to saw it?
Nothing.
Did you ever have
Yeah, you could still people put it, and that's what you call a yard of a rack.
Uh-huh.
That trick. They just like this stick in my hand.
Like an egg?
Yeah, I mean, you put that log in that. But now, I know you're looking at one thing, I just go in the roots and
take one of my sisters or one of my cousins, one of them white girls, and we'd saw.
Okay.